A heartfelt thank you to everyone who participated in my bird photo contest. The enthusiasm and talent you all shared have been incredible, and I'm already looking forward to the next contest. Get those cameras ready because come spring, we'll do it again with another bird photo competition. Until then, happy birding, and thank you for celebrating the joy of birds with me. If you're lucky, on a still winter evening, you might hear the call of a barred owl claiming its winter territory. Mug shots. What kind of owl am I? Scroll down to the end of column to find out. Audubon.org photo. I've always loved birds and they have always been a part of my life, but my journey into their world has been a whirlwind of fascination, chaos and plenty of unforgettable moments. Let's start with the geese. For reasons we never quite understood, the geese at Emmvale Jungle Zoo or Florida Parks always seemed to single out my dad. Perhaps, it was something about his pheromones, but he inevitably became their focus, enduring their honks, flapping wings and sharp nips at his heels as they closed in with alarming precision. Fast forward a few years, and the tables turned. Now I was the one being attacked, but not by geese. No, my tormentor was an owl. Twice. On the same run, I was a teenager pounding the country roads, minding my business, when a shadow swooped down with talons outstretched. Instinctively, I covered my eyes with one hand and flailed the other to ward it off. But when I had to double back, the owl struck again, just as determined as before. I forgive it, though, it was likely just protecting its nest. Years later, owls redeemed themselves. About 6 years ago, I became obsessed with a local nest. Watching a pair of majestic owls hatch their owlets was nothing short of magical. At precisely 5 to 5:30 p.m. each evening, dinner would arrive in the form of various rodents and even snakes. What a smorgasbord! Some years, hawks claimed the nest instead, and springtime turned into a guessing game. Who's moving in this year? Birds are unpredictable tenants, but always entertaining. My birding adventures reached a new level when I met the bird nerds. Forget the cliche of middle-aged retirees in tilly hats. These were two young, single gym trainers with bigly biceps but hearts set on birds. They weren't playing some elaborate, disarm the ladies game either. They were the real deal, binoculars slung over their shoulders, journals in hand, planning serious weekend excursions. Whether by canoe or on foot, they knew every bird call, every migration pattern. Their vacations? Strictly bird-centric. These days, I often catch myself daydreaming, completely mesmerized by the birds in my yard. Now, I've taken my fascination to the next level, making my own suet and suet feeders, growing black oil sunflowers to keep them well-fed, and building birdhouses and nest boxes designed for a variety of species. I'll admit it. I'm hooked. And yes, I'm a proud bird nerd. While spring birding is a predictable delight, winter birding feels like stepping into a magical world. Frosty air biting at your cheeks as Ontario's snow-covered landscapes and icy shorelines come alive with nature's seasonal performance. It's the kind of experience that makes you pause, breathe deeply, and marvel at the beauty around you. Enhance your birding with Merlin. If you're new to birding or looking to sharpen your identification skills, Merlin is the perfect companion. Developed by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, this free app uses photos, sound recordings, and location data to help identify birds. Simply snap a photo or record a bird song, and Merlin will provide likely matches. With offline bird packs and a user-friendly interface, it's an essential tool for every birder. Local winter birding hotspots. Tiny Marsh Provincial Wildlife Area, chickadees, blue jays and soaring raptors. Y Marsh Wildlife Center, trumpeter swans and occasional snowy owls. Owenda Provincial Park, winter finches, pine siskins and crossbills foraging in the treetops amid icy Georgian Bay views. Copeland Forest, woodpeckers, chickadees and serene snowy trails. Scanlan Creek Conservation Area, cardinals, juncos and early morning barred owls. Honorable mention. Point Pelee National Park, Leamington. If birding had a royal family, Point Pelee would wear the crown. With over 390 bird species recorded, this national park is a birding paradise in any season. Winter brings sightings of hardy species like northern shrikes and snowy owls, along with waterfowl braving the cold. Make it a weekend getaway and explore the park's tranquil trails, its birding bliss. Pair your birding with local flavors. Enjoy farm-to-table meals or grab a hearty soup and sandwich to warm up between trails. Bird populations are more than just harbingers of doom. They can also reflect hope. Ecosystems and environments can recover if we care enough to make the changes. Take Pelee Island, for example, a key stopover for migrating birds and a place where conservation and community have converged. In the early 2000s, Margaret Atwood helped launch Springsong, a birding and literature festival, and established a bird observatory there. It's been a story of recovery, where bald eagles, once nearly wiped out by DDT and illegal hunting, have made a glorious comeback. Once upon a time, people would have shot them without a second thought. But attitudes have shifted, and that's a message in itself. People are waking up to the fact that nature is not limitless, and what we do as humans profoundly matters. Birds remind us that the world is both fragile and resilient. They pull us into the wild, asking us to listen, not just to their songs, but to what they can teach us about ourselves and the planet. And if we pay attention, there's hope. Their recovery is ours, too. Owl identity revealed. Here are the names behind the feathered faces. 1 Barn Owl, 2 Eurasian Eagle Owl, 3 Flammulated Owl, 4 Eastern Screech Owl, 5 Great Horned Owl, 6 Mexican Spotted Owl, 7 Spectacled Owl, 8 Long-Eared Owl. Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening, sustainable living, and the great outdoors. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.